שורש השלישי. השורש השלישי שאין רואוי למנויס מצוויס שאין נורגויס לדויס. The mitzvahs, but they're not no gois l'deiros, then they're not in the minyan, correct? Let me start the following and tell you the Rav Zichrono Livracha related to us that one Leil Shavuos he was discussing with his father, Zichrono Livracha, what is the, when one violates a Horas Navi, a Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu, that's not part of Tayag Mitzvahs, is the Oval Divrei Navi. Okay, let's start with the background, okay? The Midrash Chinuch asks, why is it that you shouldn't, if you violate Torah, you should be Chai Misnei Shemayim, more about the Vinovi, V'chnevuos Moshe Rabbeinu. So what the Rav used to say is that Torah is different, Torah is Asay, and Lois Asay, Chayve Mises Bezdin, Chayve Krisis, Chayve Mises Shemayim, Malkus, a different set of rules, okay? So the question is, Hanicha, Tayag Mitzvahs, what are mitzvahs which is the Shah? When the Rebbeinu Shel Olam told Moshe Rabbeinu, Hoy Matcha, and he wouldn't have picked it up. Or there was an issue about Amon, the way he's going to talk about later, or whatever. Or he told him to make a Nechas Nechoshes, he didn't do it, or whatever, whichever you like. What about that? Is the Chibis of Shemayim that? That's what he said that he and his father, Zichrono Livracha, were thinking about, okay? So, what I would like to say, and that I think this the yisod of the Shayesh, is that in my mi ani lichna lachnis reishi bein horim, by me it's a double poshet. There's no chimis deshmaim, and I'll explain to you why. Because had the mitzvahs which are ras shah had not been Torah, excuse the double negative, okay, then you wouldn't need a Shoresh to tell you that not in Minyan HaMitzvahs. And what the Ram is going to tell you is that this Torah Tzivulon HaMoshe, Moirosha Kivus Yaakov, and the Minyan HaMitzvah, the Minyan from Moirosha, which ain't no Hefzik. So it means, as far as the first part of the Pasuk is concerned, you could have imagined Mitzvah on the Hogis Lederes in this minion. Okay? So, if that's correct, so you have to conclude that the mitzvahs which were Hiro Ashur are Teira. And by being Teira, Memela, there's no Evad Divinomi. Okay? Whether we're going to go on this further, to give you a prelude to what we might talk about in the future, it could be that you see, the question is all Nevuah, which was incorporated into Torah. I'm not sure exactly how far to go into this, but the Rambam clearly says at the end of the Sheresh, they were talking here about Psukim. See, because the Rambam really set up two rules for mitzvah so far. He set up one rule that it's never Moshe Misinai, and another rule that it's Mikos HaTera. So, towards the end of the Sheirish, he says, Im nimna kol tziva shebo b'mitzrayim, b'chol ma shebo b'miluyim, v'zulosim, kulam ksuvim batera. Kulam ksuvim batera. So as far as Teire is concerned, they're okay. Okay? And what he's going to do over here is a major flip. And he said the word Sinai is not a it's not a place or time. Dehainu, that a mitzvah, which was a lashon, which happened to be said in Har Sinai, would not necessarily be Nemel Moshe Misinai. Okay? And we'll see that as we go on. But this is the yisrid of this sheirish that we're talking about over here is teira, and that's the chiddush that even though it's teira, it's not minyan mitzvah. That is the point here, and that's major. So that okay, let's continue. Da. Now he's going into the Chachmei HaMisera, Omrom. Okay, Omrom is their memra. Who are they? The Matiki HaShmua. Da, ki Omrom, Shesh Me'os U'Shlosh Esrei Mitzvos, Nemru Loi L'Moshe B'Sinai. Okay, he's not attacking it in terms of Mikos HaTera, because all the things in Mitzrayim and whatever you want are there, correct? Are in the Torah, okay? So what he's going to try to tell you, what he's doing here is major, okay? See, I would have said that there's a new corollary over here, that Mitzvah Torah is not Minyan Mitzvah, okay? What he's going to try to do is continue with the two corollaries which he set up in the first two Shoshim. You need Ksuvei HaTorah, and you need Nemel L'Moshe MiSinai, and Mitzvah She'eino Nogas L'Deres are not Nemel L'Moshe MiSinai. This is going to be like a major thing he's going to try to do. And this is what he does. Let's continue like this. Da, ki om sheish meos shalosh esri mid mitzvahis nemul Moshe b'Sinai meira ala yisam minyan hazeh hu minyan hamitzah nogis l'deres. Okay. Lefi shemitz she'enu nogis l'deres en kesher lehen b'Sinai. Nemul b'Sinai. He says, whether it was said in Sinai physically, I don't exactly talk about a physical name, but you know, I'm talking about, you know, they call in Gemara lingo Nechatimsa, was said on Sinai. That's irrelevant. We're not talking about Sinai in terms of the place or the time. We're talking about Sinai with the concept. And that concept of Sinai is the concept of Tayag mitzvahs. And that's what he's trying to say, that these mitzvahs, which are Ashur, were not named Moshe MiSinai, even though they were said at Sinai. Okay. It's very odd that he's taken on himself to do this, because he could have said that it says Teret Tzivul on Moshe, Moir Ashur Kilus Yaakov, and he needs Moir Ashur also. He could have added a new corollary. So he's basically saying this new corollary is really not new, but it's redefining what the word Sinai is. And he's ending up at the moment only with two corollaries. You need Mikos HaTorah, and you need Nemel Moshe MiSinai. Okay?
Until now, Sinai just means not the Rabbanan, as far as we know.
No, because he used the Sinai in the second Sheirish also, because that means not the Rabbonon. The Rabbonon were moitzi it, because Nemel Moshe MiSinai, the Yud Gimel Midas were Nemel Moshe MiSinai. So he uses See, he has not used really, hello, he has not really used, you know, it's very strange. See, he could have hit in Sherish Bay, he just said it's not because of Taylor. But he tries to do everything, is not both. You're missing in Sherish Aleph on both counts. That's what he says, the end. There's not even Moshe B'Sinai, but at the end he says that it's not mikos ha'teira, and in Sherish Beis, it's also if it's not mikos ha'teira you give me this, but it's also not nemen Moshe B'Sinai because the Rabbanan might see it. Okay, but here this one, okay, he can only hit from one of them, not from the other one, because they are mikos ha'teira, and he says very explicitly at the end they are mikos ha'teira. But the problem is, they're not Neman Rosh Sinai, and because of, I don't know why he wants to do this, okay? He redefines what Sinai is, and that's what he's going to do over here, okay? And a priori, there's no reason to do that. He could have had the whole thing. I don't know if it's Keilu, it's neater if you work with the same rules all the time. I'm not sure exactly what he's trying, what the purpose is over here, but I can only tell you that phenomenon is occurring. Okay, what second? Just give me a chance. We didn't even read it yet. You know, you said that. The Ram doesn't say that. We'll see why the Ram doesn't say that, okay? But say it, but you can know if you want. You can screw the Ram. Let's see what he says. The Omnum Kivnu Be Omrom Besinai, this Maima of the Matiki Hashmua, what the Kavona was when they said Sinai, Kivnu. It's very careful. In other words, Kivnu is not the place, is not the time, okay? Li'ika Hateira, okay? And the amazing thing over here, Li'ika Hateira, is the word Atzel. Is also over here the same word of Sheresh, okay, which is used of Ikrim and Anofim in Sheresh Beis, and the same word which he uses for all Yudal Shoshim, which are basically a klal. Here he means, you see, basically there are three Arabic definitions of the word Atzel, okay. The old ones are Sheresh and Ika, and the newer one is Klau. So L'chay, when he's referring to all the Yud-Dalet Shoshim, he means Klau, okay? The problem is you have to work on the truth of the Ma'ase Nisim, which we pointed out that it's not clear that's true, okay? In Sheresh Beis, he's talking about a Sheresh and a Nofim, okay? Here, he's talking about Ika and Tofel. And the word Ika is you see Ika, you only see Ika is like a root, okay? But he's using it in a different sense. He's using it as the main, as opposed to the side thing, okay? The peripheral, okay? It's the same word. The Omnom. Kivnu bi omru b'sinai li'ika atera shenisinosa hoyisa b'sinai. So we talk about the ik, when he says nemel moshe b'sinai, now it's ika atera, okay? Before nemel moshe b'sinai was mafkir d'rabonon, before that's in Sherish Aleph, and Sherish Beis it's mafkia that the Rabbonim won't motzi. That's what we call the Rabbonim. And here, Nemo Moshe Misinai means the Ika HaTeira. And how does he know that? He does an amazing thing. And it's Posh Ika Chosim and a Sefer. Okay, now I'll show you something. And it's a very important V'chule, which in the text of the Tfus was left out, which is Mamish, you know, it's very important, okay? And it was in the original text of the Ram in the Arabic of Bukhule. We'll see what it means. We'll see what it's referring to. Vuhu Dvar Hashem Yis'ale Alei Eilai Hohoro Ve'yeshom V'etnu l'cho es luchais ho'evin. Es luchais v'chule. And l'choyu was not interested. He's not interested in luchais ho'evin. He's interested in ha'tera v'ha'mitzvah. Okay? Which is his take in the Gemara Brachos Daf Hey. I'm not getting into all the gears in the Gemara Brachos. I'm not even interested in that now. But his take, as you see in Agdomo, is ha'tera is the mitzvahs, and the mitzvah is the Torah Shabbat, which explains the Torah. Okay? So that's what he's talking about. Nemu, the Moshe Misinai, is the Torah Shabbat and the Torah Shabbat, which have to do with mitzvahs. Which is a shiur, a separate shiur in itself, which the Ramban, the Gemara, and Eruvin came to say the Mishnah, that's what the Moshe learned with Aaron now, another review, and then with Zakenim and Kolom. This was the Mikroyos, which were written down of the Psukim of the Mitzvahs, with the Torah Shabbat Peh related to them. So what he's done is, he's defined what Sinai means. What does Sinai mean? Now, that's an amazing thing. What does Sinai mean? Sinai means not the Ten Commandments. Sinai means Ale Eli Hohoro. V'yayesham. V'yetna l'cho es haluch es luchais ha'evin. V'hateira v'amitzvah. And that is the Ikar Teira. And he's very careful. Ikar Teira. Because the mitzvah she'enu nogis l'deiris are also Teira. But not Ikar Teira. Okay? And that's what he did, like an amazing thing. He's redefined with this pasuk what Sinai is.
Which Gersha has a Torah mitzvah in it?
There's no Gersha, but the question is the Vechule. Because you look in the text of Frankel Rambam, the way it was in Rokhaim Hela, there's no Vechule. It's just Luchais, it stops.
Oh, so they took out the Vechule also, not just the Torah mitzvah.
No, the Vechule. No, the Torah mitzvah was never there. The Torah mitzvah was never there, but when he wrote Vechule, it's like Ikachos Mera Sefer, but what he had in mind was that part of Torah mitzvah, that's Vechule.
Wow.
And that's he's just trying to say, he's just trying to tell you, he's talking about how Sinai, Alei Eli Ahola. But you can't understand this line without Takdom and Mishneh Torah. That's what he's doing, I think. Now it makes a perfect sense. And that's what he did. By doing this, he made the Nem of the Moshe Misinai Ikar Teira. By defining Sinai is Alei Eli Ahora, V'yetne V'yeshom V'yetne L'chos as Luchas Ha'evim V'teir V'amitzvah. Okay? Now, let's continue. Just line by line. Let's give the Rambam a chance to see what he's saying. Ubebeir Omru. This appears Pirush HaMakubal. And Mikra. Here he is attacking the Ramban and they're at 180 degrees. They're just a different world. Because the Ramban says in Cherish Aleph that Chazal, in using the words Mikra, is talking about some drasha which is really not real. And the Ram is saying that's a Pirush HaMakubal and Masechet Moshe Rabbeinu. And this is pivotal over here, because if you deny this, you lost everything. Ubebeya Omru. Ubebeya Omru, Mikra. Okay? Teira Tziva Lonu Moshe Moirosha. Okay? Now, he learns, you see, there's an amazing thing over here. There is a gematria, okay? There is a gematria. We'll see the gematria, okay? But the question is the stamma gematria in the word Teira, or this word, Teira Tziva, this posit, the Chachmei HaMesira have taken to define what the Tayag Mitzvah is all about? And the Ram says the latter. It's not just Stam. You see, the Ramban is learning that the Tof Reshid Aleph is Stamba Gematria. The Ram's learning with his Pirusha Mekubal, and that somehow the Gematria goes with the Pirusha Mekubal, that Kilu the Mesere is that Teira Tzivu Lono Moshe, that the Tanyag Mitzvahs are Moilasha. And that's what the Pasuk says. And that's why he's very careful, and he adds over here the word, even when he says, my claw, Teira Tzivu, you have to look, check out Charlie Morgan, it's not negated anything now. He's very careful. Teira Tzivu Lono Moshe, Moilasha. He's very careful. The Maikro, or the deep posik, which the Chachmei HaMaseir and the Matiki HaShmur are learning out Taryag, is not Stam Teira Tzivu Lono Moshe, but Teira Tzivu Lono Moshe Meirosha. Okay, it's amazing. Okay. Klaima, Minyan Teira, Vushesh Meois, Viachas Esre. Okay, and this is an amazing thing, because this is a midah from Lamed Beis Midas of Rabbi Elazar ben Yosi HaGalili, which works through the midah shedor shemores agoda. So the question is, what is the efficacy of this, and can you have a pirush mekubal based on it? I'm not getting, you know, that goes into what we were talking about last time, but that's what he's doing here.
How do we know it's a pirush mekubal?
I think that's the word of a Bea Omu. That's what I think he means, and that we have to check this out, but I remember discussing in this with Rav Kapach.
He says Meferisham, right?
Yeah, but I understand Rav Korach. I remember discussing this with him, and he thought it very well could mean a Pirush Mekubal, but okay, that's what the okay. So that's what you have. Okay. Now, what happens is that I assume that Ve'noichi V'lo Yiyeh Mipi Agvua Shamum is also part of this Maseir. There's a Maseir with a Gematria plus the Anoichi and the Lo Yiyeh, Ubehem Nishmo Sheish Meis Meshalash Esrei Mitzvahs, Yitzah Bezeh Asim Shadova Shetzivu Loro Moishe V'lo Shamu Ki Imimenu Hu Minyan Teira, V'Korom Moirosho Kilas Yaakov, U'mitshen Enegz L'Dereis Eino Lono Moirosho Shalei Tiga Yusha El Aldobo Shiasmid the Deres. Okay, so you have this again. Okay, that's what he did. This Teret Sivu Lono Moshe Meirosha Kilis Yaakov. Okay, that's part of the whole Jerosha. Now, next. Okay, so this. Okay. Now, what I want to tell you is the Ramban attacks the Rambam and says in the second Dibur there are basically five Lavim, and the first Dibur is one mitzvah, so why do you only end up with two? Mm-hmm. Okay,
not a question on the Gemara though.
Why? Because he says then the first two dibros, there were only two mitzvahs. Oh, you have the questions, how do you work it out? You have the lo yiyeh, it's all one lav of avodah zarah, and the anoichi is a mitzvah from there. Or you knock out the first mitzvah and you have two in the second one. And that's what he learns in the Bahag. The Bahag doesn't have the mitzvah anoich Hashem Elokecha. Okay? But yes, in the Rambam, how does it happen? Okay? So, I'll ask you something, okay? Do you always find it odd that Kiyu, they heard the first two Dibros and not the rest? you don't get an impression, you know, reading the Pesukim, the Torah, that something like this happened?
Well, the first Torah in Lashon,
Okay, I don't know. The Ramban talks, I know the Ramban talks about it in that fashion, but, you know, do you see anything in the, you know? You don't get that impression, correct? In fact,
at the end it says Moshe takes their place and hears them, but not to the end.
Yeah, yeah.
Sounds the opposite. Yeah. Storyline.
I understand that. So I want to explain to you what the Rambam did over here, okay? And this is also amazing, okay? This is an amazing thing. See, the Rambam in the Nevuchim has a discussion, it says in the Torah, Kol Dvorim, okay? Kol Dvorim, he starts the following. He says, in prophecy, there are metaphysical principles. And the principle is that if you are not worthy, you have achson and midas, you cannot receive nevuah. So the question is, what happened in Har Sinai? Did everyone receive nevuah or not? So Ram says that's impossible. So you have a problem over here. If Klai Yisrael heard the first two Dibros and they didn't hear Nevuah, so how did it happen? Okay? And then he says that the Torah is very careful to say Kol Dvorim. Okay? It's not, there was no Dvorim, they heard only the Kol of the Dvorim. And the Kol Dvorim was in the whole 10 Dibros. So if the whole Kol Dvorim was only 10 Dibros, so what does it mean that they heard the first two? And the truth is, it's only those two. How do I know that? Because the Rambam is very careful in his Minyan HaMitzvos and Mitzasei Aleph. He quotes this as a raya for Noich Hashem Elokecha. He says, "Ubesev kmo makis al mushesh meres ushalosh esrei midei mitzvos nemru Moshe b'Sinai. My kro teret zivulonu Moshe klima minyan teira v'ikshu al ze v'yomu teira begematia hochi have." Shesh mea v'chad sorei have, v'oes ha-tshuva, onoich Hashem alokecha, v'lo yiyeh l'cho epi agvu ha-shomu. Nisbar l'cho, ki onoichi Hashem b'chlal shesh mea, v'sholosh esri mitzois, v'u tzivui leida, okay? That's mitzvah say Aleph. And he does the same thing, mitzvah lois say Aleph. Leisa se aleph. So like this. Hoishena mitz leisa se he as hora shehuzuru milahalois adaitenu shiesh elokus lezulosoi yis ale. Vomo yisreime miliaches loi amiro. Lo ye locho elokim acherim alponoi. Ukfan is boyer besef makis. Shehalav hazeh hu mechlal sheish meyois u'sholish eschei mitzvois v'omom shom sheish meyois u'sholish eschei mitzvois nemo l'moshe b'Sinai kvar bi'anu b'mitzvah rishonu mitzvaseh. So he quotes it only by the first two. Okay. So the question is, what's the pshat? What's the pshat? Because in the first two dibros, the question is, but the truth is, the first two dibros l'chayla are not meaningful in terms of anything, because we don't know, something changed. It was all called Dvarim all the time. So the answer is like this. The pshat is like this.
The dry cleaner wants to take your bag of stuff.
I don't know if there's a bag. I have to show my wife. Let's go. Just one second. So, shots like this. The Rambam is very careful, okay? Remember, in the beginning of Shoresh Tshi'i, remember the beginning of Shoresh Tshi'i, the Rambam says that there are four type of mitzvahs. They're deis, okay? They're deis. They're ma'asim, okay? They're pulois, they're amidres, and there's amira, correct? In the second dibur, there are mitzvahs of pu'ula. Yaratim mishtachaveh. That's a pu'ula. These mitzvahs are deis. Leida. And you can't be Yale Aladas. And the Rambam says very carefully, shh. The Rambam says very carefully, okay? The Rambam says very carefully that they were, that they understood the dais from the Kol Devarim. So there was no difference between the first two dibros and anything else. It was all the Kol Devarim, but those mitzvahs, which were deis, which the seichel can comprehend, those they understood. The shamum means an intellectual understanding. That's the pshat and Rambam. So it's beautiful. There's no difference between the two. And it's taka only these two. And that's where he goes out of his way in the first mitzvah say and the first mitzvah said to mention them. Okay? See, the Ramban learned that there was a difference between the first two dibros and afterwards. So he asked the kasha, there's the five lavim. So what happened according to you, the Ramban, you count five lavim? I don't count five. You count five. That's not a problem. That's not the pshat. Okay? Now next, food. V'anechi, v'anechi v'loyiyah. The Gemara is very meduyik. V'anechi v'loyiyah mipiyah gvura shamu. U'behem nishmu, nishlamu sheish meyois v'sholash esrei mitzvahs. Yitza b'zeh ha-simen she'adovo she'tzivu lo ramoyshe v'lo shamanuhu ki imimenu u'minyin teira v'moyshe rabbeinu v'kolom moyrosha kilas yakev. I'm just a little bit confused. I'm not sure, you know, the in other words, does the Moirosha go on these two mitzvahs also to her from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Because he goes out of his way that it's going on these. Okay, good. That's not my issue now, okay? U'mitzvah she'eno noheges l'deireis eino lonu Moirosha. It's not a Moirosha. She'letiko Yerusha ki'im ma she'asmi l'deireis. See, here now, he's defined Ika HaTeira as Sinai, HaTeira VaMitzvah, and Teira is Taf Resh Yud Aleph, and those are Meirosha. That's how he defined it. So he ended up that even though in terms of Mikros HaTeira, it could have been a Minyan HaMitzvahs, but it missed that it's not Nemar Moshe Misinai. So it's Teira, but it's not Moshe, it's not Sinai. It's not Sinai. Sinai is Alei Elai Ahora V'et Nocholuchos Eben V'Teira Teira Mitzvahs. That's major. Like, you know, he turned the world around without telling you what he did. You know, it took me a while to figure out what he was saying, but I think this is what he's saying. You know, I don't think I added anything. V'chein. Now he does a second one, okay? V'chein. Mima she'omru. She called Eva ve'Eva. And he does something, ki'ilu, okay? He throws in a ki'ilu. V'chei mima she'omru, she called Eva ve'Eva, ki'ilu hu yitzave lo'odom basiyas mitzvah, v'chol yoyim v'yoyim ki'ilu yaze oysa me'aveira. Raish a minion as elo yaksaloil. Will hoim ha minion, mitzvah and nogis ladeirais, hine a clovis, hazeis, the minion, texa, bisman she is time, bochiu a mitzvahi. Okay? See, here he did a major thing, okay? You see, he doesn't quote the Gemara Makis, he's calling Tatchuma. Because the Gemara Makis, all it says is that there are Ramach and Shasan. There are Ramach mitzaseh kineged evorim, and Shasan kineged shnoi sacham. Okay? But there's no relationship between that and the mitzvahs. Chazal just said that's what it's a simon. Okay? What he sees in the Medrash, and even though he said in the Psicha that it's a drash, it's a major thing. He's calling it a drash there, but he's ready to bring in his raya over here. And he said it's ki'ilu. He said it's ki'ilu. And that's what he's trying to stress, that it's a drash. Because the yomim are not being mazir. The evom are not saying asei bi mitzvah. But he's saying something else. He says that the Chachmei HaMesira would never use a moshel, even derech drash, which is not lamidah. And since they say that it's ki'ilu, it must mean that logically the mitzvahs exist as long as the days exist. Kimei Hashemayim al Oretz. And if it exists, Kimei Hashemayim al Oretz, it exists with the days of the world, or the volume of man, so it means that it's defined again as Tayyag. And it means that that it's Marasha. Tayag is Moirasha. And that's what he just did. That's amazing.
And he had no problem taking the 365 only one on the Losa says, but he's transferring that.
No, because he says both. He says, one second. He says Ki'ilu. He says the Eva, because man himself has his Evoim. So as long as man exists, these mitzvahs exist also. So it's the solar year and the solar year and the Evoim. Raya al shaminyan hazeh lo yechse la'olam. V'ilu hoya michlal haminyan mitzvahs she'eino noigis l'deirais hinei haklovis hazeis techsa bizman she'yistayim chiyuv ha-mitzvahi v'lo ha-yamayimu ha-zeh mushlom ki'im bizman mugbo. which is not true. So, as I told you, even though he says in the Psicha that this is only a drasha, he wouldn't have done that. Because he can't use the Chachmei HaMeseira. The Chachmei HaMeseira wouldn't have used the drasha if it's not Lamitai. Now, in Mitzvah, in Mitzvah Seh Kuf Pei Zayin, he's Mavayeh, what the issue, on Mitzvah Seh Kuf Pei Zayin. He's pointing out there in Kuf Pei Zayin, Mitzvah Seh Kuf Pei Zayin, that the Chivas Gavra is a Moirasha, is always. Even though the Chefs of Isa might not be Kaim, that's irrelevant. The Minyan of Mitzvah is a Minyan of Chivas Gavra, or Isui Gavra. So there is, therefore, the day is a mitzvah of hachrim tachrimim legabi zayin amimim, even though they're not kain b'poil. And that's mistaba because it's called eva ve'eva ki'ilu. Talking about a chiddush gavra.
How do you distinguish between this and Chovas Gavra to take a double portion of mun on Friday or whatever, that you don't have the chefs of the mun later, but you,
the question is, was it only said, what, how the mitzvah was said? It was only said by Midbar. And the assumption is that it was only said by Midbar.
So Midbar is a special chisaron of the...
No, because it was only said for the zman, that's what he says over here, zman mugbo. Here it wasn't said for zman mugbo. Okay? That's the point. Okay? Now, here's another very important point. And this you'll... And the Rambam, I think, his main tefillah, his main taina on Halachas Gedolos, it's not, this shayish or that shayish or this issue or that. Okay? But the Rambam says that you have to deal with Minyan HaMitzvah in a very organized fashion and general principles. And the Bahag, there are no principles. And things change just as the wind blows. And that's what he's saying over here. Because if you recall what he did in Sherish Aleph, okay, he says, if you had to count Mikra Megillah and Hanukkah, why don't you count Elvin and Yodayim? Okay? Shnius Larayis or whatever, okay? So, that's one. In other words, it's arbitrary. And Cherish Beis, he asks himself, if he counts Ribui, why does he count this ribui and not the ribui of Kabbalah Savicha Vesimecha? And if he counts drushes, why does he count this and not? And if he's counting Yud Gimel Midas, it goes into Alofim. So how can you differentiate? Again and again, how could you work within a clown that it doesn't follow rhyme or reason? Okay? How can you take this one and not that one without any clear explanation? And that's what he says over here. And he says, Ukvatoa Zulasenu, Gam Besherish Hazeh, Umona Bigalal Shedoch Kotzer is a Mashu Rochav, because he has a problem with the numbers, even though it's very clear how you can get these mitzvahs. Because his back's against the wall, he doesn't use the klal and he pulls things out from Midbar, even though they shouldn't have been. And he can't explain why he takes this mitzvah and not that mitzvah. And that's what he does here also. Because if you take lo yor kibalas hakodesh, why don't you take asay lechon neis v'sim asay lechon nochash v'sim al neis? You know. V'lo yavo lilois kibalas hakodesh umono v'lo yavo oy chibalavim. Okay, we'll see about that mitzvah Hashem. V'gam elu em nogas adoris kim b'midbo. And that's the Rambam's opinion. The AFP, and this will have to take off, this is not for now, Remez. Lagoyne v'sakasvo, to steal in klisholis of mikdosh, v'lo yavo lirois, which is noig l'deris, the Gemara Sanhedrin. So how can you say it's not noig l'deris? Hare yaspik b'yomam remez, and it's an amazing thing that you can have a pashe dekor which is l'shaw, and you can have a remes which is l'deris, and that's what happens over here. But again, what do you have over here? Minyan mitzvahs is a minyan mikor satera, so pashe dekor is very important. And over here lo yiro lirois, it's not a pirush makubo, it's only a remes. So a meila, that's not minyan. Okay? How yaspik be omim remes, ushapash the core eno bedovaze, vegam eno mechlau mochui mise shamayim. Okay? Because if it had been serious, of lo yor lo kabbalas hakodesh b'meisu, okay, there should have been achim misa shemayim, and it's only a remes, so that's the raya. Kamo she is boy, but the sefta, which is sefta and zvachim, and the Gemara Sanhedrin, okay. V'chein. Ani mispale mize shemono es halavim halolu. Now here's at the same attack. Why do you differentiate? Lomo loimono omroi b'mon ish al yoyse al yivose al yoyse mimenu ad boikir. Okay, he says the lav, and here the Rambam has done a major thing, because it's not clear that this is a lav, it might be a shlila. It just can't happen. Maybe it's not a sol b'chol. There's a chiskuni. Mikos halol, he says, in Shmos Tezayin Dalet, Ainon Sivui, Elo Omolem Akodish Bohu, Kachba Kachan Yose, Vakachba Kach Yose, Vakachba Yare, Varo Dixiv, Vakamon Ish Al Yose Mimenu. So it's not even a Sivui. So, you know, the Ram's whole taina is he has an assumption that it's an Ashola, but the Chizkuni says the Shlila. The Meshach Chochma also like this. Says the Shlila in Yud Beis, in Bo Yud Beis Perik Tes Yud Al Tochu Meru No. He said it's not as whole, but it's about caution, because it's Pulas Hevel. It's a pulis hevel to leave it in the morning. So it's a bakosha, it's a request. And the medrash is also mashma that it's a pulis hevel. It's a medrash tanchuma in Parashat Tetzaveh, Simen Zayin, Kvod Chachom Yin Cholu, Eilu Moshe V'Alon, Ksilim Miriam, Uksilim Meirim Koloin, Eilu Dosan V'Avirom. Lomo, Bishosho and Amon Yisrael, Oma Moshe, Ish al Yosim imenu ad boike, Vulay Shomwa Moshe, Yosil anoshim imenu ad boike, Umi hoyu elu dosav aviyo, but ksil. It's a pulis hevel. This is l'chayu lentchum. But the Rambam clearly learns that it's an ashova, and that's his kasha. But again, the stirim in Eubay. Either you count them all or you don't count them all. How do you do this? Okay. Now here is also a major thing. Then it teaches like this. V'omo yis'ale al totzir es moyav v'al tizgobo milchomo. Okay. V'cheinu ashoro shebob mnei amon al tetzur v'al tizgobo. And this is not lederis. Okay. See, here the very important thing. The Rambam put their mitzvahs, okay, in Reish Shilchos Melachim, Yud Beis, Lishloach Sholoim, Liyoshvei Yir, Keshetzorom Aleo, V'lodim Bo, Kashim Mufurish Batera, V'im Yat Tashlim, V'im Loi Tashlim. You have to send Sholom. Yud Gimel, Shlo Lidrois Sholoim Mi'amur Moyev, Bilvad, Kishitzorom Aleo. So there's an assay of Kriya Sholem B'chol Mechomo, and it's a lav miyuchot by Amor Moyav not to be Sholech Sholem. And that's a Perek Vav, Aloch Aleph and Vav, Ein Oysim Mechom in Mordem Bo'ol and Magikom with Sholem, Echo Mechemez Mishus, Echo Mechemez Mitzvah, Shneema Kisiko Lili Lochim Aleo, Bekol Lochol Sholem, Im Mishlim Bechule, Shneema Masa Lucho, Amor Moyav, Ein shochin lohem l'sholem shneim l'sinu shleimum v'tevosim kol yamecho. Amochachomim l'fi shneim avakrosi leh l'sholem yocho amur moyev kein tamaloyim l'sinu shleimum v'tevosim. L'fi shneim imcho yeshe b'kirbom b'tevloi loy teinenu yocho amur moyev tamaloyim v'tevosim. The Alpha Pish ain't sholem b'shleim b'shleimu me'atzmum tchilam akav noisa. Okay. And also, in minyan mitzvah loisaze, mitzvah nunvav, hishisul mahashlim im amur moyev. V'zesha ka yisala, tzivonu, k'shenobol ilochem, li'ish, nishmi anchero. That's only in, u'k'shinivakesh mehem shashlimu imonu, v'yim im soyi v'yodeinu, osu l'chambu l'hogam, כמו שביען מצד קופצאי מצד עשי, חוץ מהר המויר, שלא נסנהג עמוהם המינג הזה, אבל יסהו יסהו מקוי לו לשאול לבקש להם שאול. הוא אומר יסעלה, ועשו לי שלום, מיני קורת הספרי, afterwards. This is the whole discussion. So therefore, hey Yois, there's a lav l'deir shol l'shleich sholim la'amur u'moyer b'shas mulchomo. So, if there's an isa mulchomo l'deiris, how could it be? If he can't fight with them, so what's a lav of being k'ir sholim b'shas mulchomo? See, he learns from this that it's muchach that these two lav which he mentioned here were only harasho. And that's his kasha. And that lechera, you shouldn't say that the makor for the Ram is the breach is rabo, that this love is not knowing the Moshe Mashiach. The Ram should say it's knowing it to the Moshe Mashiach. It's not Mashma. The Ram is Mashma. It's only a Rosh Hashanah. And the Rambam doesn't have Bukhar, there should be an Isa. At least until you most of Mashiach, there should be discussion of that. There's no discussion of that. So the Isa is only according to the Rambam, is a Hiro Ashur, and that's the Din of the Rambam, and Hilchos Melachim, Umachatz Pasei Moyev, Ze David, V'chein Urim, V'yachis Moyev, V'yemodeim, V'chevo. So it's mashma the Rambam that the Issa is a Rosh Hashanah unto Yerushalayim. And that's the pshat in this posuk. But the Ramban's not like this. The Ramban in Dvorim, Chof Gimel, posuk Zayin, Lo Sidu Shleim, the Sile, the Amru Moye, the Issa Mocham, the Deres. But it's only Nachlosim. But in other places, there's no Issa. It's only Nachlosim. And that's the Ramban's way of getting at it. The Ram says that it's a Rasha. And that...
The Ramban accepts this principle that you can't, you don't count him, that's not the Doros.
What?
The Ramban accepts this principle, you don't count him.
He tries to explain the Halachas Gedolos that if the Inyan is Kayim Lederos, you might also count it. But that's not really the discussion over here. But that's the issue. Okay? And that's what the Rambam is doing. Okay? So, okay, that's it. We'll get closest. Yes, it was out there. Save it.